bless you for being here with us.
To the book of Psalms, amen. Psalm 61, amen. Out the mouth of babes, amen. Amen. And we're going to start with the first verse. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Where my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. And I just wanted to say a few words on that. We know that David wrote part of these Psalms, and we know that David went through some times in his life where he felt like the Lord had abandoned him, that the Lord wasn't with him. But he learned in his word, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And I'm telling you on this morning, learn to lean on that rock. Learn to depend on that rock. Learn to rest on that rock. Amen. For everything in that rock is what you need on this morning. Amen. When your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. You know, the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. Lean to that rock when you have those unanswered problems and questions that you have. Amen. Those that are watching you on watching us on this morning, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are watching us for the first time, get ready for this Holy Ghost ride. And the conductor's name is Jesus Christ. You just sit back and enjoy the ride. Amen. And those that have continued to support us every Sunday, we just love and thank you and appreciate for everything that you have done and all the things that you have said and encouraged us while we be in here praising the Lord. They be online praising the Lord, but we thank you for your time and your support, amen. And as we get ready to go into prayer, I ask everybody to draw their hearts and their minds right now. There are just some few names that I want to bring up to the Lord on this morning. We want to bring the Randall family up in prayer this morning, one of the great natives and one of our teachers of Decatur City Schools, Rodney Randall, has went on to be with the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we want to keep his family up in prayer. We also want to keep the Burgess family up in prayer. Those that have been in Decatur, Alabama, and remember in Moulton Heights, there was a bunch of them. It was the mother and the sisters and the brothers. So one of them, Willie Burgess, the oldest one, has went on to be home, to go home with the Lord. And we just want to pray for their family on this morning. We want to pray for the Hill and Bell family this morning. Bill and Lena Patterson out of the great city of Anniston, Alabama. We love you and we're praying for you this morning. We're praying for Teresa Coleman out of the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. We are praying for you this morning. And those that are watching and those names that we have not called, we have not forgotten about you. And we just ask everybody just to touch and agree that whatever these people need on today, that God will be those that we need. Amen, amen, amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now thanking you, Lord. This is another wonderful day, Lord, that you have made. And as Pastor said, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to lift up each one of these requests to you, dear Heavenly Father. You see their hearts. You see their needs. And God, we just ask you to fulfill them. Fill the voids in their lives, God. Bless them with your Holy Spirit and anointing that they'll know that you are with them, God. And I ask you right now, dear Heavenly Father, to bless each and every one that's viewing and that's in this congregation this morning, God. I hope and pray, Lord, right now that we all open our hearts to receive the Holy Spirit and the word that you have given for us for today, God. And I ask you, dear Heavenly Father, right now to anoint this place as we come into your worship and presence, Lord, that you'll just move, dear Heavenly Father, in a miraculous way, God, that'll change our hearts and our lives for the better forever, God. And as this world just seems to be falling apart around us, God, I ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to just bring your people together to be a strength in this world, dear Heavenly Father. Be a light, God, into this dark world, that we'd stand out. And for your honor and your glory, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, right now for your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, right now for all that you've done in the natural, God, all the things that you do in the supernatural and the many miracles, God, that you perform each and every day, God. And I ask you right now just to continue to go with us the rest of this week and through this service, God, that we'd lift your name up and praise you and let you be seen through us, God. Give us what we need, Lord, that light would shine in us, Lord, and shine outward toward the world, Father. And I ask you to bless our pastor today, God. Give him a fresh anointing. Give him the word, God, that we need and stand in need of, Father. And we give you praise, honor, and glory for each thing that we've asked. In Jesus' name, amen.
We praise God for that powerful prayer. Amen. Amen. For the Bible said when two or three are gathered in his name, that he will be in the midst. Amen. 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 And those that have just now joining us, we welcome you again into this worship experience. And if you want to put three words in your spiritual vocabulary notebook, I want you to rest in Jesus. I want you to depend on Jesus. And I want you to stand on Jesus. Amen. Stand on that word. Depend on that word. Lean on that word. Amen. Amen. And we get ready to receive this mighty woman of God that we have on this morning. I asked her, I said, are you ready? She said, I am always ready. I said, I wish I was like her because I'm not always ready. But this mighty woman of God always comes and brings us a mighty word. Let's receive her by saying amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we have to stay ready.
Amen.
This day and time, we have to stay ready. You don't never know how the enemy is going to come, how he's going to attack, what he's going to attack. So we have to stay ready.
Amen.
Not just that, we just all need to be ready because we don't know when God is going to call any of us.
Amen.
We're seeing this every day. Every day. We are experiencing family and friends that are leaving here every day. So, yeah, you need to be ready.
Amen.
You need to be ready. Your hearts and your minds need to be clear.
Amen.
This morning I want to talk with you about just a little bit about delighting ourselves in the Lord. In Psalms 37 and 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, yes.
God has a path, guys, that he wants us to follow.
Yes.
But without his word, we don't have the capability to know where we're going.
Come on now.
So if you don't talk to God and walk with God every day, you just out there.
Yes,
you just
yes,
wandering.
Yes.
So you have to walk and talk with God on
yes.
a daily basis. The way that we live determines how God hears us.
Yes.
Do we really have the concept of our relationship with God in our life? The more we soak up God's word, the clearer our concept is on his will for our life.
Yes. Yes.
So the more time that you spend talking to Jesus, the easier and the clearer your path in your life becomes.
Amen.
The
Amen.
More you know what your purpose is,
yes.
why
yes.
you here,
yes.
where you going, and what
yes.
you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
That's on a daily basis, not just where you're going to end up, but where you're going daily,
yes.
what
yes.
you're doing daily,
yes.
daily. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Come on now, come on.
Y'all hear me? Obedience.
Yes.
It's better than sacrifice. You can have a whole basket full of sincere offerings to God. Mm-hmm. But if you're not being obedient to his word, I'm not going to tell you that he don't hear you. I'm just going to tell you that it's going to take you a little bit longer. Ooh, it's going to take you a little bit longer because you're not hearing him. You're not spending any time with him. Mm-hmm. So you don't know where you're going and what you're doing. You're just talking. You're just walking. Ooh. You got to have some prayer life. Mm-hmm. You got to spend some time with him. Mm-hmm. In order to know where he wants you to go, yes. What he wants you to do. And you got to be obedient to his word.
Amen.
You got to know what his word is telling you daily to yes. do. To do. You know, sometimes you'll get to a point of speaking and talking to Jesus so much that people will be asking you, who was she talking to? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with her? Is she crazy? You just mm-hmm. keep on talking. You just keep on talking, and let them think that you're crazy. Mm-hmm. God has a word to be in you and remain in you like steeping tea. The longer the tea sits in the cup of water, that's us in our prayer with God. We're just sitting there. We're having our prayer life. You got to get into a routine. You know, I heard this lady say one day, if you women want to be virtuous women, we have to get up in the morning before everybody else. And we have to start praying and covering our house, our children, and our husbands. You got to spend some time with God. Make it a routine that you get up 15 minutes before everybody else do. Because 9 times out of 10, we're waking everybody else up anyway. So get up 5, 10, 15 minutes before everybody else and start a routine of just praying over your house. Anoint your house yourself. You have the ability. God gave that to us a long time ago. You have the ability to step in and to pray over your house, over your children. Spend some time with God. Sit down and read a scripture. If it's just one scripture a day, if it's just, you know, delight yourself in the Lord and just walk away. That's more, you have put on a whole armor of God just then to walk out your house, to walk out your door, to do what God wants you to do. You have done way more just then by just spending some time alone with him.
Amen.
So the more we read the Bible and live according, the better our lives become and the stronger our prayers get, the more God word that we have inside of
yes.
us. And how many of us know that we need the word of God to go out into this world every day?
Oh, yes.
Every
yes.
day.
Yes.
April said yes. that I said I always have a word. Yes, I always have something, even if it's just, Lord, have mercy. God, you know the will. God, you know what they need.
Yes.
You just always need to be able to say something encouraging to somebody or encouraging to yourself.
Yes.
Talk to God just like you talk to your friends. When you need to vent, vent to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The more you do it, the easier it'll become.
Yes.
The more time that you spend with Jesus, the easier your time with him will get to be.
Yes.
I can't express that enough, just learning how to always have your armor on. That's just my main thing today.
Amen.
When it said, delight yourself in the Lord, just sit down and just listen to him.
Amen.
Just sit down and talk to him, listen to him, and be ready for whatever it is that he has for you to do in that time, in that day. People don't understand, you know, well, how do I pray? Just start off by talking to him just like you talk to me, just like you talk to your friends.
Yes.
Just start off by talking to him. And I promise you that when you have him in your heart, that you will hear him to begin to speak to you.
Amen.
He will begin to speak to you about everything in your life that you ever wanted through prayer, through meditation, through whatever it is. If you just delight yourself in him, wait for his word, and walk with him. I promise you, it's worth it.
Amen.
It's worth it.
Come on, you can do better than that. Put your hands together and bless God today. Hallelujah. Come on, even better than that. Put your hands together and bless God. Hallelujah. Someone with the fruit of their lips shout hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Without me having to ask you, just this is a place where you can just open your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now, God. I thank you for being my Lord. I thank you for being our God. What an awesome God we serve. I am excited to be here, and I hope that you are too. Amen. This is our Sunday, the 26th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2021. This is a day we've never seen, and as we experience the joys of God today and the many things that he bring forward to us, we'll never see it again. So we thank him in this moment. We seize this moment. We take this as an opportunity to say, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. I want to welcome all of you that have joined, that are joining us right now over our various media paths. Thank you again for coming here and being with us. Just a little group of people on their way. As the William Brothers said some time ago in song, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And that's who we are. That defines our task each day. It is our goal each day is to reach someone. So we are glad that you have joined with us here today, this Sunday, to have a worship experience. I have declared this to be Breakthrough Sunday. Amen. I want you to just expect God to do something. Last week, there was something that was declared by Pastor White, as he said, when you have the providence of God, you don't need a miracle. It's because God is operating in every situation, in every circumstance. So I don't have to rest on just waiting for some miracle to happen. Everything that happens in my life is miraculous. So we rest on that today. And as we go forward to the interior of what the Lord are doing for us today, I want you that are joining us here to know that God is working on your behalf. He's working in your favor. I want to give this special encouragement to Samuel Hirth in Cleveland, Ohio. And I want to tell you, old soldier, hold on. Hold on. God didn't bring you here and bring you through to leave you right here. And whatever you do, maintain the faith. And remember that if God is for you, that he is more than the whole world against you. And that all, not only is all of heaven on your side, but there are people in here that don't even know you that's telling you to continue on. At 87 years old, God is still able. Come on and clap your hands in here so that a person can hear. Amen. That the Lord is by their side. So I am excited about today. I want to thank all of the men. As we said today, we had the breakfast with the bishop. It turned out well, and we're going to have to really get something going in here, because after you have the breakfast like we had, amen, the spirit of sleep, and that's not the devil, that's just the way God made you. Your belly gets full, it's time to take a nap, amen. We didn't do it after service, we did it before service, but I'm praying that I can keep you engaged enough, and you can keep yourself engaged enough that we will stay awake. But we had a wonderful time today, as we are actually celebrating today 21 years. This is 21 years for us. It was the third Sunday in September 1999 that Nations Harvest branched off from a church group of people in Decatur, Alabama, and spread out to Anniston, Alabama. So we were the one church in two locations. Let's give God a great praise for that. 21 years ago. Amen. So 21 years ago, I was a young man then. Oh, my God. 22. Thank you, baby. 1999. My math. Yeah, 22 years. That's right. That's 22. I was about to rob God of a whole year. My God. So 22 years, because it was 1999. Amen. That we moved. And then 1 year later, such a small and modest group of people, we had a full-fledged conference. And it turned out to be international, because we had pastors and churches that come here from Freeport, Bahamas. Amen. Pastor Pender and family over there. And we were at the Anniston Meeting Center for 3 days, a three-day conference. It was called MOVE Conference, the Men and Women of Vision Emas. And all you all talking about a time. We were so young and courageous. Isn't it amazing how when you first get into the Lord, you'll do things that just... You're just so excited in all of that energy that God gives you, and excitement. You'll launch out and do anything. It's only sometimes when we become older in the Lord that we become a little lethargic and less trusting. I don't know why, but, you know, when you're young, you'll just, well, let me put it to you this way. When you were younger, you climbed trees, you jumped off of stuff that was high, you flipped and you turned and you never even thought about it. But as you get older, you just don't do those things anymore. You're not as trusting, but we were making major moves in the Lord, and just going to just levels with a great degree of faith. But God brought us 22 years from that day in 1999 to this day in 2021. And for that, we praise God. Come on and just put your hands together one more time for what we thank God for. Amen, amen, and amen. I don't feel no waste time. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I believe I'll say that again. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. If y'all just let me say it again, this is personal. I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road brought me this far to leave me. Hold me, Jesus. Hold me, Jesus, with your powerful hand. Hold me when the way gets rough. Hold me when the way gets tough. Road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this far. I don't believe he brought me this. I don't believe he brought me this. I don't believe. You don't have to take my word for it. I don't believe
he brought me this.
Y'all gotta understand that my past experiences leads to my present faith. That's why I don't believe. That's why I don't believe. I need somebody to declare upon their lips, I don't believe. You brought me through the thick and the thin. You brought me through the ups and the downs. You brought me through when I didn't feel. But I don't believe. And this is what you need to do. If you don't believe that he brought you this far, you tell him, hold me, Jesus. Hold me real tight. Hold me, Jesus. When my body is racked with pain, hold me, Jesus. When I feel sometimes like I'm losing my mind, hold me, Jesus. Sometimes when I don't know up from down, I don't know in from out,
don't know whether I'm coming or going. Hold me, Jesus. Come on, somebody, and say, hold me, Jesus. I need you to hold me. Let me tell y'all that don't feel like saying a word, just wave your hand and say, I don't believe. I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna leave y'all alone. Lord, if you brought me this far, I'm believing for the rest of this week that on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, as the days go by, I believe that you're gonna keep me and you're gonna hold me. I believe that you're gonna be right there no matter what betides me. I believe that my life is in your hands, and by faith I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hold me, Jesus. That's all right. Brought me this far. They said back in the day, if I couldn't say a word, I'd say, I just moan my way through. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody say it's officially Sunday morning now. Eddie, it's official now. Because when praises go up, where's my church at? When praises go up, I ain't got nobody else. All I got is y'all, and I need y'all to help me. If I had somebody else here, I'd ask them. But since y'all are here, do you mind helping me? When praises go up, when my hands go up, when I shout with my mouth, hallelujah, they say that the blessings of God starts to come down. Hallelujah. And somebody say, I'm blessed right now. I'm blessed right here. Right now, I'm blessed right here. I'm blessed. Everybody say blessed. Blessed. Say blessed. Blessed. Say blessed. 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 I'm blessed. 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 I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. We're blessed. That's right. I can't hear you. We cast out sickness and poverty, for the devil is defeated. Everybody say blessed. Say blessed. Work in your favor. I'm telling you. across the room. I'm telling you, Lee, our God, it's gonna work. Wait a minute. I need y'all to get your Holy Ghost groove on. Yeah. Come on, that's right. Now say it to him again. I'm telling you, Lee, our God, it's gonna work. Y'all making the devil mad. I'm telling you, Lee, our God, it's gonna work. Y'all almost to convince somebody if you say it one more time. Telling you, Lee, our God. And around, and around, and around, and around. Say, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now look, don't y'all judge me. Ain't nobody mad about the devil. Don't y'all judge me. Look at our glory.
Blessed of the Lord. Amen. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. And we are firm believers that the redeemed of the Lord have to say so. Somebody say, that's my obligation. That's my responsibility. And to the young people that's here today, Cash, and y'all not be names that he's Cash looking like, we call my name, yeah. And I want y'all to remember Layla, Ty, Kennedy, all of y'all, this is the spirit of Christ. And when I'm not here anymore, you got to do it now, but you need to be practicing now. It's your responsibility, your obligation to carry this on. And don't let anybody talk you down when it comes to your worship and your praise. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody talk you down. Enjoy all of the things that the Lord have created and he blessed you with. Enjoy the things in life, all of the other stuff, the material blessings that he blessed you with, the gifts that he give you. But most of all, don't ever forget to engage in the worship and the praise. Hallelujah. It is the order of God that we do this, and we're going to continue to do this. Amen. I believe that I'm with some people today that the spirit of the church is never going to grow old. It's never going to be out of fashion. We will continue to do this as we move on because my present faith is based on past experiences. God has certainly been good to me. Well, again, good morning, and thank you so much to our music ministry, Minister Kenyon, Minister Brandon, God bless you guys. Let's give them a hand, amen, as they are continuing to accompany us and bless us. Thank the men again today. Thank you all Thank you for your support, your prayers, and for all of the talk so much about the men, women. You all know that I thank you. I keep my men encouraged. Amen. Don't want to put him on the spot, but I want to acknowledge him, because it's easy for your name to be uttered and whispered when you get it wrong. But to Jacques, that have come in here and just made himself right at home, pitched in, help. We need the men. Amen. We need the men. How can we complain about our future and our young men, especially black men, if we're not doing something to put before them, amen, that's going to give them something that is a sense of direction? We're worried about the economics of them. We're worried about them having money and things like that, but we're not concerned about them getting Christ in their life first. Don't get the cart before the horse now, because that don't work. Got to keep things in order. Christ first. Somebody resound me with that. Christ first. And you can't tell them to go. You've got to be there so that they can see how it's done. Amen. So you all know that this is extremely important to me, and I want to thank him so much for just getting on in, and we don't make it a big issue and all of that. We just go on and do what we need to do. We had a good time this morning, did we? All right. We ate good, didn't we? Eyes heavy, they supposed to be. All right. But let's get this word. I want you to come with me to the book of 1 John. If you're going to go through your Bible, you probably want to start from the back in Revelations and go back the other way, because it's closer to the end of the Bible than it is beginning. It is in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 5. Just a little bit more on my monitors, just a little bit more there. It'll help me a little bit here. Amen. In 1 John chapter 5. Thank you so much. And beginning at verse number 1, and it says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." Verse number 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ." Not by water only, but by water and blood. "And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." Zero in. Focus, give attention to verse number 4, which is the centerpiece of the entire text that have been read. And it says, verse number 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Now look up at me, and with a smile on your face and an extreme amount of ebullience, that's energy and excitement, say this with me: "I'm over it." Yeah, I know you all thought about something when you said that. Now say it again, since it felt so good. "I'm over it." When you say that, you think about a lot of things, don't you? "I'm over it." Say it because you feel good saying it. "I'm over it." Now look at somebody across the room and say this to them: "Get over it. Get over it." "For whatever is born of God overcometh the world." And I respond by saying, "I'm over it." And I'm telling others that's trying to get over it, go ahead. Get over it, whatever it is.
get over it. To overcome, it literally means to prevail. To overcome literally means to prevail, to get the victory, to subdue, and to conquer. Whenever I overcome, I have victory. I have subdued and I have prevailed. I want to suggest to you that you and I are constantly in some sort of a battle. One way or another, we are up against something that is always pressing us. And if it's not pressing us, there's something that is pushing us always. And whatever it is that's pressing and pushing us is always trying to get you, and it's trying to get I to be subject to its power. The pushing and the pulling is to get me to surrender to its power. This does not only happen to you and I physically, but it also happens to us mentally, the pushing and the pulling, the agitating, the back and the forth. And what the power that is against us is trying to do is to get us to give in, to wear us down, to get us tired, so that we can become easy prey. And of course, consequently, we just kind of give up and give in. It's trying to get us to become the host of something that will influence us to a degree that we are just carried away. And if it carries us away from where we are, we will subsequently become wounded. And if we are wounded, we will then become unresponsive. And if we're unresponsive, it means now that we are either dead or we're dying or we are spiritually dead. So since I have the forces that's always against me, in order for me to stand up against the winds of opposition, the pushing and the pulling, in order for me to not allow it to blow me where it wants me to go, I have to prevail, conquer, subdue, and then I will overcome. I want to introduce to you a very interesting dynamic. Dynamic of two forces that are coming together, colliding. And these are never-ending forces. Never-ending battles of coming. And the dynamics are, number one, the first thing is the things that you will allow to happen. The things that you will allow to happen. And coming against it, that thing that you will allow to happen, is the thing that God will not allow you to allow. I need you to get that in. The things that I will allow, it's an interesting dynamic, and the things that God will not allow me to allow. This is very important because the world is endeavoring to invade us on every side, especially when God has placed his hands
on us. The world wants to invade us, especially when God has placed his hands on us. The world wants to invade us, especially when the world can see that God has orchestrated a predestined plan for you to do something that will bring him glory. So the more that the world sees God's hands on you, the more persistent that it becomes with invading your space. Mm-hmm. That's why Paul said, when I would to do right, wrong is always present. When I'm just doing wrong, there is never any dynamic. There's never any force. I just keep doing what I'm doing. But as soon as I turn to do that thing that is right, now the force or the opposition becomes extremely forceful with trying to invade my space of doing right. It is as though we literally become a target of the enemy. The enemy seeks with everything within him to make you become ineffective, to negate and to nullify everything that God ordained for you to fulfill. It's almost like making the decision now that I'm going to be faithful in the church. And on Sundays or whenever your day or your period of worship is, when you were not in attendance and not faithful or given to that, you really didn't have anything to do with your time. But then as soon as you get started, it seems like everything wants to occupy that time in that space that you have given and dedicated your faith towards. Now, all of a sudden, everything wants not some other time, but it wants that time. Mm-hmm. And this is how, consequently, you can better understand the power of God. Right there, that's a good place to be. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you right now to welcome that kind of opposition where it becomes a challenge for you to press forward. Hear me now. I want you to learn to embrace the opposition. When I would to do right, wrong is right there. I know it may be hard for you to just think right now, why would I embrace that? Why would I think this is a good thing to want to do right, but then wrong is presenting itself? And I'm going to tell you why. It's because you can better understand the power of God that works within you by simply opposing that power that is around you. I'm glad that makes sense to you. I can better understand how God is actually working inside of me when the opposing forces start to press from the outside against me. You see, some people think that they got it made because they never had a battle. They think that they've got it made because they are tough and stuff just don't bother them. You know, people are quick to tell you when they see you worried, child, don't let that bother you. I don't let it bother me. But it's bothering you. It concerns me. Some people think they got it made, but I contend, and this is just me now. This is not the Holy Spirit. This is Don. This is Donology. I contend that you can make no assessment of how strong you are if you haven't ever been through anything. How will you ever know how strong you are if you've never had weight put up on you? How can you analyze? How can you measure how much you can take until something has pressed against you? You see, it is in the face of other powers, alien and strange forces, that you and I began to understand whether or not we ourselves are operating in the power of the Holy Spirit. The only way that I can know that the Holy Spirit is with me, for me, and in me is when the spirit that is not of God presses against me. Now I have one on the inside, but I have another that's coming against me from the outside. Say amen if you hear me today. You see, life is not all about you articulating, speaking, or boasting about how strong you are. The life of a believer is not all wrapped up in the idea of you saying, I know I'm strong in the Lord. I know I've been saved. If that was all to it, then I guess we'd all be rich in salvation. If all there was to it was just me saying, I know I'm saved, and the devil in hell, if it was just that, then that would be it. But the very idea that you have said that with your mouth is going to be tested. Nobody sees my strength while I'm standing up here preaching. You cannot declare that I'm a strong man just because I have a mic in my hand. You cannot say that I'm a strong man in God because I'm standing behind this acrylic desk with a bottle of water ahead and out front of some audience, both in an outside environment and inside here. You cannot declare that I am a strong man of God just because I'm opening my mouth and declaring a gospel truth. No one around you sees your strength while you're quoting scriptures, boasting how you've read the Bible backwards and forward. Nobody sees your strength in that. Just because you can tell me what Matthew 5, chapter 6, and verse number 10 says, I have no idea. But just because you can spill it off your lips, it does not tell me that you are strong. No one can see your strength in you listening to gospel music. No one see your strength in these things, me preaching and you testifying. But it's when you walk away from this worship experience. It's when you turn the music off. It's when you don't have an audience. Some other folk dressed up like you with a bigger hat than you got, sharper shoes than you're wearing, hair better in place than you are, giving more in a tithe and an offering to you. It's when all of that's over that you walk away, when you have to deal with the everyday circumstances of life, that your life has become the dynamic actualization of the things that you preach about. It's when the song is not being sang that the words of the song are going to be tested. That old song, I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done changed my name. It's one thing to sing it, but it's another thing to live it. Because just as sure as you sing that song, I outside forces are going to come and test that song. Just as sure as I preach this sermon, the outside forces are going to come and test my declaration. Am I right about it? It's when the enemy is attacking us on every side, from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. And you have to reach inside yourself for some power that's not coming from the outside. Y'all not hearing me? That's when I can better understand just where I am. I can understand just who I am. When I got something on the inside of me that can give a competition against what's working on the outside of me. I need something that when I want to cry, that it turn my tears from sadness to joy. I don't have to stop the tears. Let the tears flow. But the tears are not tears of sadness. But I get joy when I think. You see, the workout. Somebody say the workout. It begins when you and I, persons of faith, are faced with decisions between power and power. When does the workout begin? When we have to make a decision between power and power. When does the pressing begin? When we have to make a decision between the power and the power. When does the curls begin? The push-ups, the sit-ups, the spiritual curls. When do they begin? When I have to make the decision between power and power. You see, when I'm faced with making a decision, then that means that I'm faced with the pressure of another power seeking to move in my space. Y'all gotta hear me now. What it's trying to do, it's cancel out what I said, that I am in Christ. Huh? But before it can cancel it out, I must first have taken possession of it. So now I have declared that it is Christ in me that gives me strength. Now that I declared it, here comes the opposing power. You say it's what? I said it's Christ who strengthens me. What you say? I said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now here comes the opposing force. You can do what? I can do. You can, huh? Now you go get a bumper sticker. I can do all things. The devil comes up behind you in a hot rod. He read your bumper sticker. They say they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. You don't realize that the devil can get in somebody in the car behind you when you put on your tag, I'm saved. He can put somebody in the car behind you that has declared, I'm not saved. Now they behind you and you in front of them with a declaration that you are saved. Oh, wait a minute. You ain't got to be in the car. Be on your job. And you done ran and you done talked about how church was and how you love your church and come on and go to church with me. And the devil work on the line beside you. Work in the department right beside you. Work in the office in the desk beside you. They see them scriptures on your desk. They see the picture of you and they see all of that stuff up there. All them little trinkets of being saved. They see all of that. And now here come the devil pulling up behind you. Now, the first thing he's going to do is he's just going to go toot-toot. That's all he's going to do. He's just going to just honk, just toot-toot, like courteous so. And then what you're going to do is you're going to turn around and you're going to say again, I can do all things And then you're just going to look in the rearview mirror and you're going to think that that's going to do it. And you're going to give him a look like I said, I meant what I said. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Now what he's going to do is that you got your tutu. And that's all the warning you're going to get, because in a few minutes, he ain't going to blow his horn. He's going to ram right into the back of you. He going to come over to your desk and say something like the donkey would say. Because he's trying to make an out of you. And he's going to get you engaged in something to try to prove whether or not you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Y'all got it, so I can go on now. Something is trying to turn you from your course. Y'all hear me here this morning? Now, the decision that you have to make is, am I going to sit here and allow myself to be governed by something that is outside of who God have called me to be? Come on, somebody say, I'm sitting there. And I'm trying to make a decision now. I heard you too. I see you over there looking at my desk. And you're thinking now, mind your own business. You see, the devil, you are his business. And if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't have no business. So now, he's looking at you with all of that peace that you say you have. And he's going to see if that is unspeakable peace. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. And here you are sitting there. Somebody feel me right there. Am I going to allow myself to be governed by something that's on the outside of who God have called me to be? Or am I going to reach inside myself and fight back to maintain the standard that I have over my life? I've got good news for a few folk in this room today. Y'all give me a wave right there so I can be energized right here. I got some good news for some good folks today. I've got some good news for some folk who are determined to keep Jesus as their choice. Everyone that hears my voice, wave if you hear me. You've got to make a decision, not some days, but you've got to make a decision every day. You've got to make a decision, not sometime, but you got to make the decision at all times. Because Satan dictates for you and what God dictates for you. You've got to make a decision. Am I going to be drawn out of where God had brought me into? Or am I going to stand right here, be steadfast and unmovable? Continue to abound in the Lord. Did you know that whenever you're in battle, you gotta have courage? Y'all don't hear me? You've gotta have courage. Because everybody wants to make it to the promised land. You all don't realize that in all of us, we got a little Dorothy in us. Because there ain't no place like home. All of us are trying to make it to Emerald City, where the streets are, oh God, paved. We go. We all trying to get there. And on our way, we're going to run into some tin men. We're going to run into some scarecrows. And certainly you're going to run into some lions. They're going to try to help you get to Emerald City. But let me tell you, whether your life is made of straw, whether your life is made of tin, what I want you to know that you've got to have courage. If you're going to make it to the pearly gates, oh God, you got to have courage. Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. On my job, lions, tigers, and bears. in my home at no uncertain time. And I've been living there for 20 years still. There are lions. There are tigers and there are bears. Oh, my. That's why I tell your neighbor, you gotta have courage. Ooh. Yea, though I walk through, I may as well go on home now. The valley of the shadows of death. Courage. I will fear no evil. Courage. For thou art with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When my hands go up, oh Lord, that's me turning my security system on. And y'all know me being the guy in security, don't ever forget to arm your system. When your hands go up, that means all of heaven is on my side. Courage. You've got to have courage. Now tell somebody across the room, in all you're getting, you got to have courage. I want y'all to take this with you too. If you're going to overcome your enemy, you've got to know your enemy. What did I just say? If you're going to overcome your enemy, you've got to know your enemy. You've got to know the capacity that your enemy has. And you've got to know your own capability. Give me a minute. You've got to know your own capability. And you've got to know the capacity of the enemy. I found out that I can't defeat the enemy by myself because I'm incapable of ever being stronger than he. But if I lean on the power of God and I believe God like I should, then I can forever declare victory is mine. That is why John in 1 John 5, he declares, he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ, he overcometh the world. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to what I said. I did not tell you that I'm stronger than the world. But I said explicitly what John said. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and he has already overcome the world. So now I don't have to believe in myself that I have the victory by myself. But it's believing in God that I gain strength to overcome the enemy. Mm-hmm. So, if you approach me with a whole lot of negative, unsubstantiated feelings about how you feel about me, or whether you come to me with a whole lot of rumors, making it a part of my daily operation, why did you call me dropping that mess on me? Mm-hmm. I want y'all to know I do not retaliate with what is called, and I call it post-traumatic energy. Y'all say energy for energy. Newsflash for y'all folk. A kingdom divided against itself, it cannot stand. So now, if you're going to return energy for energy, that's just two devils having a contest. That's all that is. It's just two devils having a contest.
I'm going to return energy for energy. That don't make sense. Who can win if I return energy for energy? Do y'all hear me? But I'm spiritual enough to know on this day, not only am I spiritual enough, but I ain't nobody's donkey. I'm intelligent enough to know that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So now, contrary to popular belief, you cannot fight demons with demons. You cannot fight sickness with sickness. You cannot fight pain with pain. You cannot overcome hurt with hurt. You cannot deal with disappointment by disappointing somebody. But you've got to put on the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. But many times we think that we're fighting against flesh and blood. I'm going to leave y'all alone now. But we're not wrestling now against flesh and blood. Even though folk approach you, you got to know that it's not always them. But folk can be used by the enemy. So just because you put somebody out of your life, it does not mean that the devil is gone away. Because all he's going to do is find somebody else to use. Oh, shucks, y'all. That's why you're in the third relationship. The first one was a devil. Second one was a bigger devil. And now you're dealing with the biggest devil. But it's not the person that you're dealing with. Tell your neighbor the devil's gonna keep on coming. We've got to learn to look past people and see who is behind their behavior. But if you've got Christ on the inside of you, tell somebody you can overcome it. Oh, Lord. And where I look to find some type of theology behind my sermon today, I had to look at, in historically, the Old Testament, and find that the most destructive kind of power that Satan has ever used is called the power to exploit. Stay with me now. In other words, it's strictly subjecting people in order to void out their God-given purpose. Pharaoh is the epitome of Satan. Y'all gotta hear me. One man, Pharaoh, held power over the bodies of thousands of people. One man, Pharaoh, held a whole organism, a whole nation of people. How did he control them? He controlled them with force. Now watch the exploitation. You got to watch forces over and around your life. Whenever anyone comes in and force you to do with your own person, with your own body, what they want you to do. I'm gonna close in a minute. But the devil got, you've got to know the capacity of the enemy. Whenever they come in trying to rob you, instead of enhancing what God already gave you, then that means that they are up to no good. Can I preach? That is exploitative power that comes straight from the devil. When you want me to stop being what God made me to be,
just to become what you want me to be. Mm-hmm. But I want you to know today, if you don't have me, then you won't have nobody. That's what they told you. And did not they tell you, without me, you're not going to be anything? That's what Pharaoh convinced the children of Israel. He told them, without me, you ain't nothing. You got to have me or you'll never have nothing. You ain't got to wave your hand, but all of you have given in to the outside force to be duped, hoodwinked, to believe that you needed somebody in order to be who God called you to be. But I won't sit and to know today, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Let me help y'all with two things that you should never do. Never show the devil desperation, and never show the devil your anxiety. I'm finished with you now. Whenever you show the devil that you are desperate, here he comes with all of his bags, packing, moving in your life. Whenever he sees that you're anxious, here he comes with all of his little imps. It's like getting in a relationship with somebody that's attached to something and something and all of them. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Bringing all of their baggage in your life. Uh-huh. Now, what he wants to do is come in and manipulate. And if he sees your desperation, and if he sees your anxiety, y'all get with me now. What he's going to do is watch how you're feeling. And when he see how you're feeling, then he'll offer you something that you cannot refuse. Wait a minute. He low down and no good. Scoundrel and despicable. But he have you fooled to think he's everything that you need. Didn't he do it with the alcohol, drugs, and the women? All I need is another drink. Y'all ain't listening to this. All I need is another hit. All I need is another companion coming in looking at my feelings. I want to tell somebody this, and I'm going to leave you alone. If you get your feelings under control, then the devil cannot control you. You've got to give your feelings and say, the God that I serve, he is able. He is able. You see, if he sees that you want joy, then he's going to offer you a version of his joy. If he sees that you want peace, and he sees that you have a feeling for peace, he's going to give you a version of his peace. But you've got to tell yourself, devil, I was a victim then, but I'm not a victim no more. I've gotten over it. You don't understand that when you dealt with me, when I was with him, when I was with her, I played the victim, but I got over it. I need somebody to tell the devil that I'm not the victim no more, because God hadn't delivered me. Y'all don't hear me. And greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And I've got to serve you. Notice, devil, that ever since the day that they all come together in one place on one accord, everything on the outside started to press against what's on the inside. But down came the Holy Ghost like a mighty rushing wind. it filled the whole house. Y'all don't hear me. And some folks say the power is in the speaking of the tongues. But the power is not what comes out of me. The power is my ability to hear what everybody's saying. So the devil cannot come up and whisper sweet nothings in my ear. So tell your neighbor, neighbor, I've gotten over it. I've gotten over it. I've gotten over it. You're not going to block my blessings by having me jealous of what God is doing for you. You're not going to have me crazy trying to keep up with you. Look at somebody and tell somebody, I got over it. When I buy a car, it's not because she got a car. It's not because he got a car. When I buy some shoes, I'm not buying shoes because of what you wear. Wave your hands and say, I got over it. I've already overcome the world. I've already overcome. Come on, somebody. I've already overcome the world. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Now look at somebody and tell them one good time, I got over it. I've gotten over it. Don't come in my life trying to dupe me with sweet nothings. I've gotten over it. You're not gonna bother me with all of the rumors and all of the gossip. Say it one more time, I've gotten over it. 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 How much have you gotten over it? Let me show you how much that I've gotten over it. I can bless God for blessing you in your life. And I can get happy when I see the blessings of God in your life. It don't have to happen for me. But when I see God working in your life, I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret because I'm next in line. Tell your neighbor, neighbor. I don't have to. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it. For some reason, I don't know why I think somebody missed this. Don't let the next lick you hit be because you're trying to keep up. Don't let the next thing you do be because you're trying to prove something. Declare, I'm over it. Now, if you want the windows of heaven to open up and pour, wait a minute, somebody. If you want the windows of heaven to open up, wait a minute, hold on. If you want the windows of heaven, hold on, wait a minute. If you want all of heaven to just open up and start drenching you with life, wait a minute now. I didn't say stuff. I'm talking about with life. You see, you know when you're over it, because you ain't got to spend no money. You know you're over it when you don't need nobody. You know you're over it. Let me go back and let me tell you when you know you're not over it. You're not over it when you can't figure out who you need to call, given the circumstance. You're not over it, because you still need to call somebody. You ain't over it when you got to prove to somebody. You're not over it. No, you still got a whole lot of anxiety. You, you still too anxious, baby. Wait a minute. I had to just bring it down because this didn't need to be hooped. This need to be said. When you did all of that to get it like that, and then you go in there and don't nobody say anything, and you feel deflated because didn't nobody notice it, you ain't over it. Wait a minute, I still got to show you when you're not over it. When you sitting there getting it fixed, getting it twisted, getting it painted, getting it fitted, and you think about who you want to see it, you ain't over it. When you in the car lot and you can't praise God that you there to pick what you want for you to drive, all you can think about is who you can't wait to see you in it. If y'all hadn't have showed up and all that showed up was me, oh, this one was coming out today. Because I didn't necessarily have to have you here for me to declare this. I can get in here all by myself, like I do a whole lot of time. I build my own audience. It's called Echo. And when I say, y'all don't hear me, see, I heard myself. I just get, because it's what's on the inside. I'm trying to now. But you know you're over it. Can I just come around one more time? We didn't talk about when you know you're not over it. But you know you're over it when you're sitting there and you're sitting in the dinner table by yourself. And the food is good. And the company is good. And ain't nobody there but. You know you're over it when you're in your house. And you didn't clean it up for somebody to come over. You cleaned it up. Because you're about to serenade your own self. I need to talk to some folk that's got over it. I don't need the doorbell ringing. I don't need the cell phone dinging. Because I can get all by myself. I can have church all by myself. I can look at Jesus and I can look up towards heaven. And I can say, Lord, I thank you. I'm not saying that you got to live by yourself, but I'm trying to say, I just don't need somebody. Because in the Lord, I got everybody. Now I want you to just show me. And then we're going to get out of here, but I want you to just show me. When you get thankful in your house all by yourself, I need you to show me just by example. When ain't nobody there but you, I want you to show me how when the Spirit of the Lord come up on you, everybody on your feet, women, men, and children, everybody come on your feet. When the joy gets on the inside, starts to show up on the outside, I want you to just make a noise. I want you to get ready and show me. How do you get loud? Show me how you act when you're all by yourself. When I'm there by myself, I don't need nobody. I tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Come on, somebody. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Come on, somebody, just shout for a minute. Come on, shout, 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 shout. I got over it. I got over it. Now, I got over it. I ain't got nothing to prove. Now, I got over it. Did you get over it? You done overcome it. Now the devil know it. I've overcome it. But I didn't overcome it by myself. I know that's what she do when she be by herself. She just be walking through there. But I need to leave something with you just in case you haven't and you're trying to figure it out by yourself. Just say, I need
the old. I need thee.
If you're still trying to get there and you ain't got there yet.
Yeah. Every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now.
Isn't that what you do?
My Savior, I've come
humbly, so Lord,
to thee. I need.
I look forward to seeing you all next Sunday, but if you haven't gotten over it, get over it.
The old, I need thee.
Oh, you're going to make it through this week. Oh, you're going to be okay.
Every hour, I need thee.
Me now, my Savior,
I come
to thee.
Glory. I surrender.